Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, October the 2nd, 2020, first Friday in the month of October. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour, and certainly worth repeating again that I think the world shocked in a way overnight to learn that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and First Lady Melania Trump have both tested positive for COVID-19. Now, we don't know if they are showing any symptoms. We don't know what the situation is. As I said earlier, the president is 74 years old. That certainly not a young man, but we hope everything's okay. And I think, hopefully, and I'm seeing this in newspapers and on broadcast today, that this is not political. That you don't have to agree with President Trump's philosophies, and you certainly don't have to agree with his personality. Some do, some don't. But this is a human being. This is somebody's grandfather. This is somebody's father. And we want all human beings to have a speedy recovery from this illness, because we've had over 200,000 dead in this country because of it. But it certainly is big news, and I don't think there's any bigger news, certainly around the world, than the leader of the free world, the President of the United States, contracting COVID-19, which happened, I guess the test happened yesterday. And what I don't understand about this, though, as I said in the first hour, I remember when President Trump came to Ohio a couple months ago, and Governor DeWine was set to meet with him, and the Secret Service gave Governor DeWine a test, and Governor DeWine tested positive. He later on tested negative. But the reason, it was my understanding, that they gave Governor DeWine that test that day was because he was going to be close to the president. So I'm not sure how this Hope Hicks, who apparently is an advisor to the president, I'm not sure how she got close to him. Obviously, she would have tested positive for that illness before she got on the plane Wednesday night, which I guess is where this all happens. I maybe we can't blame it on her and say that she gave it to him. I think it's just an obvious conclusion at this point, because she tested positive yesterday, Thursday, for this illness, and apparently she's showing symptoms of it. So I think that's where we think it happened, but we don't really know. We don't know anything at this point. I just would have thought, in my own mind, that anybody who was getting close to the president at all, at any time, would have been tested. So I'm not sure how this happened 6 months in. I understand it's a viral illness, and it's passed through the air, but that's a little different. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are opened. If you want to give us a call, any thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944, or anything else we've talked about so far this morning in the first hour. Again, today is actually the 90th birthday of Mary Ellen Withrow. We had our big celebration yesterday. We thank everybody who participated, and we wish Mary Ellen a very happy 90th birthday today. I know she had some plans, so we hope she has a great time with that. Now, some other stuff, hopefully on the lighter side, to discuss this morning. Oh, and before we get to the lighter side stuff, I do again want to thank the National Associated Press, the AP Wire, which goes all over the country, for picking up the story yesterday of Mary Ellen's birthday party here on this station. And if you did not see the article, I'll read it to you here very quickly, because it's a short article, which articles in the AP are, But I'm happy about this for us. I'm happy about this for Mary Ellen. The headline that went out on the AP wire yesterday, Ohio Station honors record-setting treasurer as she turns 90. Here's the article. Marion, Ohio AP. It was kind of unheard of for a woman to enter politics in small-town Ohio in 1969. Former U.S. Treasurer Mary Ellen Withrow told a local radio host Thursday as her life was celebrated on the eve of her 90th birthday. Withrow, a Democrat, spoke to Scott Spears of WWGH-FM as part of an on-air birthday tribute hosted by the station. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland and 2016 gubernatorial nominee Richard Cordray, both fellow Democrats, were among guests who showed up or called in to wish her well. Born October 2, 1930, Withrow was a two-term Marion County Treasurer, a three-term Ohio Treasurer before being appointed U.S. Treasurer by President Bill Clinton in 1994. She is the only person to hold the position at all three levels of government. Withrow's tenure included the redesign and reissue of the $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 notes. A record $1.1 trillion in currency bears her signature. Withrow told Spears she faced great skepticism from men about going into politics. It was so rough for women to get the vote, and it's rough to get into the whole scheme of things, and it's still kind of rough, she said. And that's the Associated Press article that came out yesterday here from the station in regard to the birthday of Mary Ellen Withrow, the party we had yesterday morning. And again, I thank everybody who participated in that and thank the AP for putting out that article. And the AP is so interesting because it goes everywhere. I saw this story this morning in the San Francisco Chronicle, Dayton Daily News, television stations across Ohio. You know, some websites that are very popular and national, so we thank the AP for doing that because Mary Ellen certainly does deserve that on her 90th birthday. What a treasure here in Marion. 740-383-9944. Now, again, the phone lines are open. Do you have anything to say about the president and the pandemic, the diagnosis of COVID-19 of he and the First Lady? Do you have anything to say about the birthday party we had yesterday for Mary Ellen Withrow? A lot to talk about here this morning on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, those are the serious topics this morning. Now, we are going to get into some lighter stuff because, you know, it's a serious world, and we can only say so many times what's going on out there in the world today. Now, here are some of the lighter notes of things we're going to talk about this morning. Now, one of these things is something that happened to me last night. Now, I don't know how this happened because I was usually this is something that you eat or something a part of your diet. Because as near as I can tell, I did not do anything yesterday that was out of the ordinary or eat anything out of the ordinary. The only thing I did, I never had a piece of cake yesterday, and last night, toward the end of the night, I did have some cake from Mary Ellen's birthday party yesterday. So that's the only thing I can think of that I ate out of the ordinary last night. Well, here's the problem. This is what happened. This morning, and I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, let me see this. Well, here's what I'm going to say. Let me get on this subject first. What happened was, in the middle of the night, I woke up and I had a spasm, not in the calf of my leg. You know, those aren't fun, but this one was not in the calf of the leg. I woke up and I had a spasm in the back of my right thigh. Now, that hurts. Now, I don't know what muscle that is that runs down the back of your leg, but that is very, very painful. So, and especially when you get woken up in the middle of the night with one of these spasms, this thing was just terrible. just awful. It was pain in the back of your leg like you wouldn't believe. So I'm trying, you know, I'm woken up in the middle of the night with this spasm in the back of my leg, and I'm thinking, how do I get rid of this thing? Because I used to think you could massage them out. You could rub them out. Well, that doesn't really work. You know, you start to touch it, and then it tenses up more and more and more, and you try. I used to think if you straightened your leg out, that would help. That didn't really help. So while this is all going on in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, as I'm trying to get my leg working again, the left leg, in exactly the same place, the back of the thigh, starts to do the same thing. So now both of my legs at 3 o'clock in the morning last night were spasming. And I couldn't even tell you the last time I had a spasm. Now, I don't know what would have caused this, because like I say, I don't think I did anything different yesterday besides eat that cake before I went to bed. And I'm also not sure why I would get a spasm in the same place in both legs. But let me tell you, that was you know, when that's happening to you and you cannot work them out and it's the middle of the night, that is an awful, awful feeling. It feels like somebody is tearing your legs apart. And you can't get up to your feet because every time you move, they seize up even worse. So I want to know, does anybody have a cure for this? Does anybody have a method that they use? Because clearly, I have no method. Rubbing it does not work. Trying to straighten your leg out does not work. What gets rid of it? What causes it to go away? Or do you just have to live with it? Do you just have to go through it until it finally calms down? And what causes that? Now, I have heard for a long time that it's lack it's dehydration that causes that. Somehow your muscles get dehydrated. I don't know what a piece of cake, how that would all figure into being dehydrated. I don't know what, I have no idea. But does anybody have a way to get rid of these? You know, what can you do once you've already got one going on? What's the quickest way to get rid of one? And the other thing is, why do they happen? How do you avoid it? What can you do to avoid these spasms? Because when they hit you in the back of the thigh, that is no fun. And what like I say, I still can't figure out why, if you got one in your right thigh, would you get one in your left thigh? You could get spasms anywhere in your body. You could get a spasm in your calf. You could get a spasm in your neck. You could get a spasm in your arm. Why would it be in both legs in the exact same place? That does not make any sense to me at all. So does anybody know why these spasms occur or what, how you work them out if you're laying there in bed? Because at that point, once they're already upon you, there's nothing you can do. And is it dehydration? I've heard different things over the years, that it's dehydration, that it's because your legs are below your heart. I really don't know what causes them, and I really don't know how you get rid of them, and it's just painful. You know, in the middle of the night, you're thinking, woo, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to morning if these things don't work their way out. And they're awful because they tense up, as you know, they tense up like crazy, and then just when you think you're over it, when they untense, your leg is kind of still twitching a little bit. And you want to move your leg because it's been hurting. And the second you start to move your leg or do anything with twitching, your leg tenses up again. And you go through a whole nother slew of pain. And sometimes the second round of it is worse than the first round of it. So does anybody have a home remedy or anything when it comes to muscle spasms? Or do you know why they happen? What can I do to avoid these? Now, I'm getting a message here on Facebook about potassium, bananas. Now, I've also heard that you're running low on potassium. Now, I'm also getting another message here on Facebook about B pickle juice. Now, I've never heard of pickle juice. Has anybody ever heard of pickle juice or potassium? Eating a banana, taking a potassium vitamin pill, pickle juice? I don't know what that pickle juice is about. Do you take it before you go to bed? I don't understand these things, but if anybody does, please let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 13 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday morning. Now, somebody's suggesting to me on the internet that it's from the Diet Cokes. I don't know that it's from the Diet Cokes because that's a pretty regular thing. And this is a pretty isolated incident. Now, here's something else I want to bring up. We talked about this earlier in the week, but we're definitely closer to it now, that Stewart's Root Beer, a real Marion tradition, and I think maybe even more this year because of the pandemic, it's become a real tradition with their outside dining, which is what a lot of us had to do for a long time and still are doing to some degree, will close up for the season this weekend. Saturday, only two more days, today and tomorrow, open till 7 o'clock at night, and once they close tonight and tomorrow, that will be the end. So Stewart's closes for the season October the 3rd, 7 p.m. tomorrow. So if you want to get your hot dog with Coney sauce, if you want to get your shredded chicken sandwich, if you want to get your Sloppy Joe, somebody told me about the Sloppy Joe thing last night, the Sloppy Joe sandwich, obviously your root beer, you have two more days to do it, either today or tomorrow until 7 p.m., and then they close up for the season. Stewart's Root Beer, a tradition here in the Marion area for sure. Now, here's a story I heard yesterday. Now, I'm not going to say where this came from, and I'm not even sure who this was, but it has to do with Stewart's, in a way. Apparently, somebody yesterday went, and this could be a false story, I really don't know. This is just one of those things that was passed along. Now, apparently, somebody went into Stewart's yesterday, I believe it would have been yesterday, and ran into somebody there, again, I won't say the name, but ran into somebody there and brought up me and this particular station, saying that I was rude to Abby and Michelle. Walked in and said that they thought I was rude to Abby and Michelle. Now, I would assume you'd have to be a regular listener to this station to know about that. And I don't think I'm rude, but went into Stewart's yesterday and brought that up to people over there. And said it directly to one of the employees over at Stewart's Root Beer. So here's what I want to say about that. Now, I haven't talked about this for a little while, but since that happened yesterday, I'm going to talk about it. I don't know that I'm rude. I think what I am is honest in that particular way. So that's all I have to say on that particular point. Now, here's the thing. I'm trying to keep the person's identity hidden, and I think they're trying to out themselves. I know who's an employee and who's not an employee, and to try to keep somebody's identity hidden, I said employee, but clearly this person's not an employee. It's the owner, but I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to implicate that anybody told me that story. So, but can you believe that one of our listeners, one of our great listeners, and I appreciate all of the listeners to this station, but went over there and said that I was mean to them. That's unbelievable to me. But that's an interesting story from yesterday. But remember, Stewart's closes up for the season at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. tomorrow. Yeah, October the 3rd. So that's the information there as we have that. Now, another thing. Now, I want to talk a little bit here about an interesting moment that happened the other day. I don't think I ever talked about this on the air, but I'm going to talk about it now. Now, on Tuesday, and I'm bringing this up because the big football games tonight, River Valley and Shelby, and apparently that'll be a very good game. River Valley coming off two wins, defeating Pleasant and Harding, and tonight they'll play Shelby, which is a very tough team, so it should be a good game. And we'll be on the air here tonight, 8 to 10. Now, nobody is covering that game, to my knowledge, locally, so we will try to give you updates from that game tonight, River Valley and Shelby here on this station. Now, what I want to say about that is, on Tuesday, we had one of the star players from River Valley, Luke Rogers, on this show. And I didn't think about it at the time. And he was great. Great guest. Great kid. Enjoyed him a lot. I think he scored 6 touchdowns is the total in the last 2 games. Well, here's what happened while he was in here on Tuesday. And I like I say, I did not realize this. I did not think about this until I don't listen to the interviews back, but I heard a little bit of the interview in somebody's car last night that I had with Luke. So, and he was, like I said, he was a great guest, so nothing bad there. But here's what happened. Okay, he was in here, and as many of you know who heard that interview, he came in with his mother. Now, his mother is Abby, who's been on this show before. Not in a while, but she's been on the show quite a bit. Now, that particular day, it was not planned that she would be on the microphone, so she was sitting on the couch while I was doing the interview. Now, the way the studio is set up is Luke would be facing me, and I'm facing him, and Abby's over on the couch. Now, the couch is behind where Luke was sitting. So the only way that Luke could see her is if he would look over at her. And I could see her the whole time because I'm facing in that particular direction. So at one point in the interview, well, this happened several times during the interview. I would ask a question, something about like his studies because he's a good student, or how did he become a good football player, or, what does it take to become a good football player? I would ask those type of questions. And Abby would kind of pop up during those questions and kind of like shake her head around, like, don't you understand? It was me. Which, I think she was doing it in a joking way because she's funny that way. But, that's what was going on during the interview. Now, why am I telling you this story? Okay, here's why I'm telling you this story. What happened was, at one point during the interview, and I'm not even really sure, because now that I look back on it, I don't remember what happened. But at one point during the interview, I asked Luke a question. And it was one of those questions where Abby popped up again and was kind of shaking her head back and forth. Like, don't you understand, because I'm his mother, this is why he did this. Now, I can see her doing this because I can see her the whole time, and she had done it many times during the interview. But this particular time, on this particular question, and I don't remember what it was, Luke looked over at Abby. And I don't know, I don't think his answer was dependent on what she was saying. But there was like a pause in the interview because he was looking at her. And I said in a joking way, because this had been going on all throughout the interview, I said, don't worry about Mom. I can have her taken out of here. Something to that effect. Kind of paraphrase. Don't worry about Mom, I can have her taken out of here. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because Luke is looking at her, and I think he's kind of nervous about giving the answer because she's sitting there, and he's looking at her, and he's not really giving me the answer. So, at that point, Luke says, come on, dude, is what he said. Come on, dude. Now, I don't know if he was talking to her, because maybe he just calls everybody dude, which could be. I don't know if he was talking to her because she was influencing his answer, or if he was talking to me because he thought I was serious in having her removed from the room. which of course I would never do. How would I have anybody removed from the room? There would be no possible way to do it. So I heard that in the interview, and I didn't notice it when it was happening the other day. So I wanted to bring this up because I think we just had a miscommunication. And I know everything was okay because we went on with the interview and Luke was fine and continued to do a great job and everything was great. But it reminded me yesterday when this person went into Stewart's and said that I was mean to them, that it was a total joke that I mean, you can't have anybody removed. It's not like I'm going to call the sheriff department and have somebody drug out of here. It was just a weird moment. But then again, I really don't know who he was talking to. I don't know if he was talking to her because she was making gestures about that particular question, or if he was talking to me because he really thought that I was going to have her removed. But there is that weird moment in that interview. So go figure. But you know what? If he did think I was going to have her removed and he was protecting his mom, I think that's great. I think you should protect your mother. I think that's a great trait to have in a kid of his age, 17 years old. So no problem there, but it wasn't reality. And you know what? He's not usually around when I'm kidding with the two of them. So maybe he thought I was being serious. I don't really know. But that's what happened. See, there's a little behind-the-scenes insight. Again, if anybody has anything to say this morning, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Heaven knows there's a lot of news this morning and a lot of confusion from certain things that have happened this week that we have not had a chance heretofore to talk about on the air. But Luke was a great kid. You know, I don't normally post Facebook posts about the guests on this show, but I was so impressed with him that I did do that the other night, because I think that a lot of kids in his particular situation could be very egocentric and could kind of not go in the right direction. But he certainly, in my opinion, is going in the right direction. So there you go. And people say I'm not nice to those two. I've always said I think they have great kids. But you know what? I'm not going to try to name their kids, because every time I try to name their kids, I get the names wrong. They have six kids between them. So that's a lot of names to remember. Now, obviously, right now, I remember Luke, because he was just here the other day. And I do remember that Abby has a son named Owen. Now, the reason I remember that is because that was the name I forgot last time. So I know there's Owen, and I know there's Luke. Now, Michelle's kids, now I do remember all of their names, because I remember Dawson, her oldest son, because he's a great kid. I remember his name. And I remember Dylan, because I used to see him a lot when he was playing basketball. So I remember Dawson and Dylan, and then she has a daughter who I've never met, which I think of the six kids is the only kid that I've never met. Now see, her name, for some reason, I can't ever remember if her name is... Okay, her name, I do know her name. It's Casey. I think it's Casey. So I think I do remember all of Michelle's kids' names. Dylan, Dawson, and Casey. And I remember Owen, and I remember Luke, who are Abby's kids. But I don't remember I know that Abby's third kid begins with a C. But I cannot remember. I know if I say it, I'll say it wrong, so I'm not even going to get into it at this particular point. How do you remember names? I can't remember names like that. For some reason, and sometimes the names elude me differently. It's kind of a strange thing. Does anybody have a method for remembering people's names? Because apparently I've got to pick up this method, because I don't have it. 740-383-9944. Talk about anything on your mind. It must be one of those Fridays. I'll tell you, with the national news going on right now, with the president being diagnosed with COVID, that could be a big thing that has everybody's attention right now. No doubt about it. 740-383-9944. If anybody's got any opinions this morning, give me a buzz. Let me see if the phone's even working. You know, every so often, we come in and the phone's not working, and that can cause a lot of trouble. Okay, phones are working as near as I can tell. 740-383-9944. Now, just to keep on this particular note, and again, here's a situation that I'm going to speak about in third person. Now, this is somebody who I think is a good friend. You know, I think we've got to recognize good friendship on this program. Now, apparently, I was not aware of this, so I'm totally out of the loop on this one. I just learned about it this morning. But apparently, the phone's ringing. Let's go to the phone, and then maybe we'll get back to this momentarily. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, I was thinking about hitting the saw. Are we going to play Family Feud? Because if so, I must not.
Well, you know, last week there seemed to be a lot of sauce hitting going on, and I wasn't sure we were going to make it to the end at 1 o'clock last week.
We were swimming in the sauce.
Oh, it was one of those weeks where things...
We were snorkeling in the sauce.
Things just were not going well last week. You know, I did print off some new Family Feud this morning, but for some reason, all of these categories have a lot of answers. Like I was saying earlier on, the first category has like 10 answers, which is
Well, that'll make it even more interesting. Now, what had happened, I switched off and I was listening to you, not on the radio, but on my cell phone, on the TuneIn app. So there's like a little bit of a delay in between calling and switching back and forth on my phone. So you had already moved on to the next topic, which was something about things that would be served at a kid's birthday party. And I'm like, snorkeling. And I went back and listened to it, and I'm like, oh, because that's what I wanted to do, make a fool out of myself on the radio.
Well, that was funny. And you know, the other thing that was funny was, you know, our dear friend Bob last week.
Oh, yeah. And we love Bob.
Yeah, we love Bob, and Bob can take a joke, which I appreciate. But we were having some issues last week with Bob, and I don't know what they were. But hopefully, if we get into it this week, because he's a good player at that game, is what I've noticed.
He really knows them sometimes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think next hour we probably will get into it and see how these 10 answers go. But, you know, last week, I don't know how it got so far off the rails for the 3 hours we did it.
You've got to admit that it is fun how we, like, all come together. I mean, not that, you know, people don't always want to call in, but it's like when we play that game, you can't hardly get a word in edgewise sometimes. Like, that phone just... Bam, 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 bam. You know what I mean?
You know, I like it. I'll tell you something interesting about that. There's a weird thing. Because when you are talking current events like the first 2 hours, and because there's big news this morning, and you're doing all these certain things, I do get the feeling that people a lot of times don't want to talk about that. They listen, but they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But when you get to something like Family Feud, everybody participates. The only problem I have with the Family Feud is that we operate on a 30-second delay. So after I say it in the studio, if you're here in the studio, 30 seconds after it comes after my mouth, when it comes out of my mouth, I have to realize that I have to wait 30 seconds because there's no chance the phone's going to ring immediately.
Right.
Because of the delay, and then it also catches people up like it caught you up last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot of that. And also, I'm trying to figure out a way, because we do get a lot of callers, almost repeated callers, that even if it's a lot of the same people, that's good, to where we can keep them on the line. Because when I listened to it yesterday, I did hear a repeat of it last week. Sometimes you don't, it's just one word, and you say no, and then it's on to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, oh, you know, so maybe we'll try to open it up a little more today, just so people can be on the line a little longer, because I think that's where the fun in it comes, is having the conversation.
Well, one thing, another source of the fun, you can't just Google it. Trivia is, like, is cool, but sometimes, you know, you're like, well, I'll just Google this. It doesn't matter if I really know what it is or not. But you can't Google the Family Feud.
Well,
so
that's
fun.
That's one of the things I like about Family Feud. And the other thing I like about it is, you know, some people don't have the ability to Google, and you just don't know that subject of trivia. I'm like that in a lot of ways. Family Feud, you know something. You have some inkling of what an answer might be.
It seems like the first few, you know, are like a given, and then we always get stumped on like the last one or two.
Yeah, so get ready and tell all your friends, because probably around 10:15 we're going to get it, which is coming up here pretty quick.
I was just wondering, like, is this a sign, like, that I've hit a certain milestone in my life when I look forward to playing Family Feud on the local radio station?
Well, you know what I have got, because at some point, I would think before the election, we will get back on exchange to doing a current event show, but I wonder if we actually designated a program to set aside to do this Family Feud, maybe for an hour or 2 hours every week, and that's just what it would be every week, and that way people would know when it's on, what it's going to be, because you could play it forever.
Oh, yeah. It is fun.
It is fun. Well, get ready, because I would say in about 25 minutes it's going to happen.
Well, before we part ways, happy birthday, Mary Ellen.
Yes, thank you.
Toodles.
All right, 740-383-9944. And as I was saying earlier on, today is actually the birthday for Mary Ellen Withrow. We did the surprise party yesterday, but today is actually her birthday. So if you would like to call in and say happy birthday, feel free. I do know she listens to the station, and we would like to give everybody an opportunity to do that. Or, if you know, she is such a role model for so many people, even if you don't know her. So it's a nice thing. 51 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind, how do you think the program went yesterday? Did you get a chance to listen to the whole two-hour tribute we did yesterday to Mary Ellen? Do you think she was genuinely surprised? I hope she was genuinely surprised, because that was the idea yesterday. And I think we pulled it off okay. And again, we thank the Associated Press, the National Associated Press, for running their article. Now, the other story I wanted to talk about this morning, I was just getting into, and I'm going to leave the people anonymous in this particular story, because I think it's a good deed, but I have a question about it. And I just learned about this morning. Okay. Now, yesterday, and apparently this is all going on behind the scenes to me, even though I do know these two people. Now, apparently yesterday, somebody was hungry. Now, I don't know why somebody was hungry. I don't know if they left the house without any food, or they didn't pack a lunch, or what happened. I'm not really sure. But apparently somebody was hungry. And a friend of that particular person heard that they were hungry. Now, I don't know if this was said to them. Obviously, it would have had to have been said to them, or how else would they know? So they heard that they were hungry, so this person went and got them some food and some drink and took it to them. Now, I think that is a very, very nice thing. That's a very, very, very nice act in my, you know, particular opinion. But, see, I think in this particular situation, because I would consider myself to be friends with these two people, you know, I don't think ever, you know, with every little sunshine, a little rain must fall. I don't think ever in the history of my life that of knowing this person who did this good deed yesterday, and I praise the person for doing the good deed. I think that's very cool. I don't think they've ever done that for me. Now, people have done that for me. I will not say that they haven't. And I'm not jealous that they did it for the other person. A matter of fact, I'm happy that they did it for the other person, because I think it's nice that I think the other person needs to be cheered up sometimes. So I'm glad that they did it, and I have no jealousy in the matter, but I don't know that that's ever happened. But then again, I would have to say, I don't know that I've ever done it for them. And I don't think I've ever done it for her. I might have to reach back into my brain to think if I've ever done anything for this particular person. But I will say this. I have chocolate cupcakes up here. I don't know if they're chocolate all the way through. They might be vanilla cupcakes with chocolate on top. And they're in a case. So I assume they're staying fresh. I do not know what to do with all of these cupcakes. So, maybe I'll do a good deed today and be a good person and take these cupcakes to somebody, and then I'll be, you know, the person who takes somebody food and makes them a happy person. Who knows? Maybe that would make them a happy person. Heaven knows we try to make people happy. But the whole spasm thing, back to that. What causes a spasm? Does anybody know what causes a muscle spasm? Or how you get rid of it? Other than pickle juice and potassium? The two P's? 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on this, 740-383-9944. Or is everybody just waiting for the family feud, which will come up here around 10:15? I know people like to play that. And we did have a ton of fun with that last week. It was, it's a lot of fun because everybody can play. I think that's the fun behind the family feud, as our caller just said there a few minutes ago. 55 and a half minutes past the hour here, so we got about 5 minutes left in the show today. And is everybody doing okay out there right now? The weather has gotten a little chillier. That's for sure. I think we're all interested to see what happens next week when River Valley goes back to school 4 days. Had a little sidebar conversation yesterday with the Marion City School Superintendent about that. It's all going to be interesting. And we'll see what happens. We hope for the best. You know, that's kind of the bottom line of everything at this particular point. We just hope for the best. We hope for the best with the president right now being diagnosed with COVID. We hope for the best with the First Lady right now being diagnosed with COVID. We hope for the best with River Valley going back to 4 days next week. We hope that works out okay. And we hope the best for the football games tonight. Although, this Shelby thing, Shelby River Valley tonight, has the makings of a great game. Because Shelby is an absolutely tough team. I have checked with people in the know on this particular game tonight, and this is a tough team. Shelby is no joke. And River Valley, you know, I don't know where Harding ranks in tough teams. And Pleasant this year, my understanding, they haven't been as good as they have been in past years. But when it all shakes out tonight, Shelby versus River Valley, I don't know what'll happen. I don't know. You know, it could be emotion for River Valley that pulls them through the game tonight, because I would think they would have to be considered the underdog. Now, maybe people at River Valley would not like hearing that, but I think they would probably have to be considered the underdog at this particular point. But, again, I don't think any station's covering that here in Marion tonight that I know of. So when I'm on the air tonight from 8 to 10, we will try to do live updates from that particular game, because I know that's a game that a lot of people have interest in. So when I'm on tonight from 8:15 to 10, we will try to update you on what's going on with River Valley and Shelby. Now, we usually get on the air coming on about 8:15. It's usually halftime when we come on the air, and then we can usually give you the final score after the 9 o'clock break. So we will try to do that tonight for everybody who's interested in the score of that game. Now, if River Valley wins the game tonight, it would give them, let's see, in a six-game season, it would put them at 5-1, because they did lose to Ontario a few weeks ago. But if they lose, it would put them at 3-2. That's wrong. What did I just... Okay. How many games have they played? I don't remember who they played in the first few weeks. I know they've lost one game to Ontario. But how many games have been played? Is this the sixth game? I remember Ontario. I remember Harding. I remember Pleasant. I know there was an opening week. Shelby's tonight. That's 5. Is there one game I'm forgetting in this River Valley thing? So I think if they win tonight, they'd be 5-1, because they did lose to Ontario. But if they lose tonight, they'd be 4-2. So a lot hinges on this. Also coming off the momentum of defeating Harding and defeating Pleasant. It'll be a big game tonight. Plus other big games going on in the area too. Don't discount any of the other schools that are playing. Harding and Ridgedale and Elgin and the whole bunch. I believe it was a six-game season though. You know what? We are going to take a 15-minute break here. You'll get the obits, the weather, the news, all kinds of interesting things, and then we'll come back with the Family Feud at a quarter after the hour. Get ready. Much more here on WWGH Radio on this Getaway Friday.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something for those people?